I got this. I'm like cracking my neck, slipping the coffee, just realizing I haven't taken a shower. Okay, that. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol. And this is Season 2, Episode 10 of Sticky Pickles, Sex Toilet and Therapy Taboo. So, Maria, what is your sticky pickle? You open us up today.
So, I want to introduce you to Amelia, and she is probably late 40s, mom to a very precocious teen girl named Harper. Harper's about 16.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent at school, like getting phenomenal grades, very well adjusted. All in all, like, the ideal candidate for, like, perfect teen daughter. Like, everything Amelia could ever hope for in her child. Like, just awesome.
Like, she's in love with her kid and super proud.
Super proud. Like, you know, this kid's very well adjusted, gets good grades, you know, very good to her friends. Like, there's no problem here. So, Amelia's like, you know, what more could Amelia want in a kid? So, should I be referencing the pandemic? I don't have to.
It's like, don't mention the war.
Don't mention the war. So, all right. So we're all stuck at home. They're all stuck at home during this pandemic. And that means, you know, people's personal devices get left around the house, maybe more so than they would in normal times. And yep. Amelia is really respectful of boundaries with her, with Harper. She understands that, like, Harper is a blossoming young woman and Harper needs her space. But, you know, sometimes if somebody leaves an iPad sitting face up on the sofa and is, like, in the bathroom for a really long time and is just gone, and you just see messages popping up on the screen and someone's iPad's blowing up, you just kind of start, maybe your eye starts creeping over to the iPad and you're just like, let's see what's going on.
What's going on? Curiosity, curiosity.
Even curiosity will get everybody. And Amelia's like, no, don't look, don't look. That's your daughter's iPad. Don't do it. Well, her curiosity got the best of her when Harper was using the ladies, as they say. And she looked at the iPad. It was unlocked. The screen was open. And this is what she sees, like the first words that jump out of her. There's a new toilet in Hogwarts, a sex toilet. Girls should enter at their own risk because boys can do what they like there. All the girls are talking about it. Ginny Weasley decides to try it out.
Oh, okay. How old is Harper?
Harper's 16.
16-year-olds actually have sex, don't they? Not all of them, but lots of them do.
I did not, but that's not a surprise to anybody. I mean, Amelia sees these words on the screen, and it's not just something that Harper has read. It's on her notepad. It's something that Harper is writing.
Oh, so Harper is writing an erotic, sexy...
Yeah, she's writing erotic fan fiction.
I would just share it with my own email account and never put it down and never tell her. Just because I would see how good she's getting as writing. I don't think it would bother me at all. She's 16.
Yeah, so Amelia has a different take on it. She's like, my 16-year-old's still a kid.
She's so perfect.
It's too mature for a 16-year-old. I don't know where she learns this stuff. Like, this kid didn't even know what sex was a year ago, and now she's writing stuff like that about sex toilets.
Yeah, I mean, sex, what the fuck is it? Sex toilet. Why is she worrying? Toilet.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Sex
what?
Toilet.
It sounds like it's like, you know, the story we did with the 14-year-old writing boob crack?
Boob crack!
Is that like that level? Like, sex toilets. Jesus.
Yeah.
Ew. I mean, ew. Ew.
Amelia's like, do I talk to Harper about this and be like, creativity is wonderful, but you can't do sexy stuff?
I don't have kids, so I tend to identify with kids in these situations. It's just the way I am because I'm not a mom. But right when you said that, I was just like, oh, God, you'd have to have that really earnest, hi, Harper. Harper, I just wanted to have a little chat with you about what I saw, peeky-boo, on your iPad. And I saw the term sex toilet, and I wanted just to talk about sex, and we could have a little girl-to-girl chat. What do you say? That would be my idea of vomit time, even to this day.
I like it. I don't know if you actually have to have that talk. I did not have an AO3 account at 16 because it did not exist. But I don't know what proportion of 16-year-olds are having sex, but a non-zero amount are.
A non-zero amount.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't think it's a good thing or a bad thing. It just is the thing that some do. And I don't think it's a big deal.
Some cultures are much more conservative, and depending on where you are in the States, actually, yeah, the more conservative you are, the more not unusual that is. Anyway.
What would happen if Amelia found out that Harper was actually having sex? I mean, forget writing about sexy
scenes. Oh,
that's
totally different. Oh, that's totally different. I mean, writing sexy fanfic versus actually having sex are just two different universes. I mean...
Okay, so would she freak out? Would mom freak out?
I would hope that Amelia would be like, here's contraception, here's how you be safe, and if anything happens, please talk to me. Like, if you...
So would you say it's more serious if she's having sex than whether she's writing about sex toilets?
Oh, goodness, yeah. Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So I'm like, calm down, mom. Calm down, mom.
Yeah, I mean, my reaction to sexy fanfic is it's harmless. Like, live and let be. Like,
maybe you'd want to have a conversation, though, about how you share that stuff, maybe. Like, it's different if she's writing this for herself personally, but if she's writing it digitally and then sharing it online.
Make sure your username is in no way close to your real name and you're only using it on AO3. Yeah.
Exactly. If you need to learn more, go check out our other show, Smash Security. Yeah, I don't know. I think mom should calm down. Have a talk about social media, and who cares? Let her go. Like, let her, you know, and what an amazing thing to read in 10, 15 years' time for Harper, to read about her sex toilet. And I mean, that is fodder for her wedding, right? This is when you have mother and bride conversation. You take a photo of it.
Bad fanfic you wrote as a teen at your wedding. I would die. Oh my God. No, that stuff stays in the teen years and you bury it and burn it. I mean, I feel like, Amelia, when you snoop, you should be prepared to see stuff you're not ready for, and also recognize that you should not have snooped.
Just be happy it's not fucking crack. That's what I say. No.
Fucking and or crack and or fucking crack. Yeah, I agree. Like that's a safe exploration of this kind of thing. As weird as sex toilets are.
Yeah.
And I still...
Hey, you might learn something.
Yeah, so many questions about the whole sex toilet thing. But it's a...
What if mom wrote, you know, to bond with her 16-year-old daughter, she wrote her own sex fanfic and then just popped it underneath the door?
No.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be awful? That would be the worst.
No,
that would be the worst.
That is...
Don't do that, mom.
Yeah, that is a bad idea. Bad. Don't do that. All right, Kroll, what is your sticky pickle?
We have a doozy.
Oh, boy. Is it another sex doll thing? Because I can't handle that.
Birdie and Betsy.
You didn't say no.
Birdie and Betsy. Birdie and Betsy. Okay, they've been married a decade.
Are they both real humans? Is one of them a sex doll?
They're very real humans. That episode's going to go down in history. lately... Betsy's been having a bit of a hard time. And Birdie has been suggesting that she do some online therapy to sort her head out. She's like, feeling anxious, and she's a bit depressed, you know, she's been indoors too much, all the shit.
Yep.
And after a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, Betsy agrees, right? So she fills in this online questionnaire and gets matched with an online therapist.
Nice. Good for you, Betsy.
Yeah, and they have their first session set for Friday, and Birdie is totally proud of her, right? He's really, really thrilled. Except he kind of is insisting that he be on the room. Says he just wants to be part of her recovery.
No. No. That's couples therapy if you want that. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, and he says, it was my idea. He's like, I don't understand. I want this too, he says. You know what? Betsy agrees with you. She says no too. She really, really wants to do it alone, right? And so she goes ahead, and the session goes way better than she could have imagined. Like, she'd never done therapy before, right? She didn't know how it could be. But she likes the therapist, and she opens up about a few things, and she gets some really good techniques to deal with her anxiety. And so all good. Mm-hmm. And she comes out of there and Birdie's like, hey, how'd it go? And she's like, yeah, I think it was good. I think I'm going to do more. And he's like, tell me everything. Tell me everything. As he opens the wine and gets the glasses. And she just keeps kind of going, yeah, no, it was really good. She doesn't really want to share. You know?
Yeah, as is her right. Yep.
Yeah. So she says maybe she'll share later, but not now.
Yes.
And he just doesn't let up. Right? Oh, like, and he tries different techniques.
Yeah.
And, God, like, just, and she keeps saying no, and he's kind of getting frustrated. And after, like, a few weeks, he finally just kind of gets into a huff and says, fine. Huge relief to Betsy because, you know.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yes. But at least he's not bringing it up every single time she has a session.
Oh, God, that would be so tedious. Yeah.
Yes, totally. Because it's draining doing therapy, isn't it? So
it sure is. Yeah.
Anyway, so but things start improving somehow because over the next few months, you know, Betsy's mood improves because she's got these techniques on how to deal with conflict and all these kind of things from her therapist. And she's been talking through her shit. And, you know, it's, maybe it's because she has an outlet. And Birdie seems to be more, I don't know, relaxed too. He laughs more, surprises her more. It almost feel like, I don't know, maybe like a renewed love, like basically exactly what
you Yeah, well, therapy. All right.
And this has been going magically. And fast forward to the other day, Betsy's working from home as she does. And she can hear like a voice coming from somewhere in the house. And it sounds like her sister. And she's like, what the fuck is my sister doing here?
Yeah.
But she follows the sound of the voice and she sees her husband's in the bedroom on the bed. He's leaning over his phone, right? Like on the phone.
Okay.
And she hears this thing say, sometimes I just feel so sexless. And she realizes it's not her sister. It is her. This is exactly what she said to her therapist a week earlier.
No way. What?
He's been recording her sessions so he could secretly listen to them, which is why he stopped fucking asking about it.
Oh, my God. That's... What the fuck?
How bad is that?
Oh, that is extremely bad. That's like divorce bad. That's really, really that bad. Like,
is that worse than reading a diary?
Yeah, is it worse? I would consider that about as bad. I mean,
yeah, I think it's worse because I guess diaries sound like they're more juvenile, but I don't know if actually that's a fair statement. Maybe if I think it's really bad as well.
Especially since she already said I choose to not share some of this information with you. It's therapy is very different because you have another person whose job it is to probe your mind. They're asking you questions and you're going to go places that you wouldn't go on your own in just a diary because you can't. You don't get that back and forth. So, it does feel a lot worse because the whole idea with what you say in therapy is supposed to be a very safe bubble. And sometimes you talk shit about your spouse because you need to. And like that's stuff that your spouse really should not be hearing unless like you're in couples therapy together and then that's something you work through together. That's different. But like, my main thing is not just recording somebody without their consent is really yucky and terrible.
I so agree.
God, 100%. It's that.
But and now, like for Betsy, it all makes sense, right? Because like she's been nagging him for like a year to throw away his stinky old trainers, right? And he had because she bitched about it to her fucking therapist, and he stopped trying to smooch her. She was thinking, she goes, "Oh my God, he hasn't smooched me in ages after eating his Marmite," right? A flavor she hates, and she's like, "Oh my God, I mentioned that to the therapist." You know, he even stopped wearing his toupee.
Maybe she could use this to her advantage and start like planting information in her therapy sessions that she wants him to know. Like, you know, he hasn't like vacuumed the house and done the dishes and. You know, and the house could really use some new paint.
I didn't think about that. Okay, that is the best advice. Screw my advice. That's what we're going to do here. That is exactly what has to happen. So she needs to start going to therapy session, out manipulate this situation. His really small penis just upsets me so much.
Why doesn't he just let me sleep with his very well-endowed brother? I don't understand.
I think I have the hots for his dad.
Oh, God. really start fucking him up. See, if you were like on the way out the door and you're like, I'm divorcing this asshole because he did all this, maybe if you wanted to twist the knife a little bit, you would do that on your way out, being like, I'm filing divorce papers. And
yeah,
if this is happening in real life, I'd be like, there's a lot of problems in this relationship. Like a lot.
I don't know if I'd stick around. Seriously, I think that would be just a step too far.
That's, to me, divorce worthy. Like, I'd be seriously thinking about that because that's really serious.
But like, still, I think
if
fuck
it were
with
me in that situation, I would have a conflict about it. It would be very.
I would be like, I would love him so much more if he had more hair. If he only wore snakeskin boots and leather trousers.
You're still doing.
Why doesn't he grow a goatee? I love goatees. There you go. That's it for this week. Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Subscribe and review.
And you can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickle Pod on Instagram. And you can email us at hello@stickypickles.com. And anything else you want, you can find out on stickypickles.com. See you next week.
Bye.
This Sticky Pickles episode was created, hosted, and produced by Maria Varmazas and Carole Terrio, inspired by the internet, embellished by us.